Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jay. To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
I can't, you're muffled or something. I'm so sorry. Can you speak again and let me see if I can hear you better?
Yes, ma'am. To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
Oh, my zip code. Okay, my zip code is 27475.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Othery Green. You want me to spell it?
Yes, ma'am. Please.
O, like Oscar, T, Tom, H, Henry, E, Edward, R, Robert, E, Edward, E, Edward, green as in color.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify your mailing address?
It's okay, this is new, so let me think about that for a moment. It's Post Office Box, Post Office Box 27475.
Thank you for that. And I'm showing that's Oakland, California.
Yes.
Okay. And I do show where you had received the Ultra Pure Omega 3 supplement for the three boxes from us. And how can I assist you today, ma'am?
They sent me the wrong one. I usually get the one in the blue box that's more, how do you say it? I know you know the blue box of the Omega. I got the green one, and this is the one. Do you know what I'm talking about, sir?
I'm double checking,
Look at
ma'am.
my last order. Would you look at my last order and see what I ordered?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Yes, ma'am. I do show where you had received the Pro Strength prior, and with the recent shipment that it shipped, it
Yes, and they
apparently
sent
shipped you the Ultra Pure. I do apologize about that. Give me one second to ask a supervisor a quick question, ma'am. Hold on.
Okay.
I do apologize about the wait, ma'am. I'm just waiting for them to message me back.
Okay. But I did have I have a new address now because I was hacked. That's why I have a PO box. But I've been ordering from you for at 1469 76th Avenue, Oakland 94621 for a long time.
Yes, ma'am. I do show that is the billing address that is on that account.
Okay, but I was hacked, so I had to change everything.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, you have no idea what I went through.
Yes, ma'am. I can understand how that can be taxing just trying to get things like that cleared up. So, While you mentioned the address, is the P.O. box still going to be a good address for the reship to that,
yes,
ma'am?
The 27475, the P.O. box.
Okay.
And
yes,
the zip code is 94602.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, especially since you had mentioned that about the address being different prior and because of why it had been different, so that I can make sure that that would be a good address as well for that. Now,
well, that's where I received this items at the P.O. box. When I opened it, I said, oh, no. And the girl who I ordered it from, and I went over with her, and she said, oh, yes, you're getting the same ones.
Yes, ma'am, and for some reason, that's another thing. I'm not sure as to why it had switched over to that other product when it was that same one that had been ordered previously, because that change doesn't make a lot of sense as to why it suddenly switched over to the other one.
Right, exactly. When you came out with that, I immediately, and it really does help. So I don't know if you have my age or not, but I'll be 88 in a few months.
Well, congratulations, ma'am.
Thank you.
And I'm still waiting for them to get back to me on that.
Okay.
With the product, what I'm probably going to have you do is do a return with that other product, and let me double check with how that's going to be. Give me 1 second.
You'll send me a return. What do you call it? I can't think, but you're going to send me something to return this. I don't have to return it myself, though, right?
Well, that's with the return I was actually checking, because I do believe I'll have to give you a website that you'd have to go to that would be able to give you that return information to process it from that end. That's what I'm double checking on as well, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I know the other one costs a little more, so you have my credit card number, so how does that work? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Well, my name is Jay, spelled J-A-Y, and... Give me 1 second. That's what I'm trying to see as well, ma'am, about the pricing.
I think it's like $3 more or something. Because I think I paid $120 for the original meds.
And yes, ma'am, that's another thing that I was looking at as well, because I want to see if when that does get returned, if they would be able to just charge the difference for the reship to the replacement to you as well, ma'am, so that that could get it done all at the same time.
Okay.
because I do want to try and make this as easy as possible for you. And just with that, it's one of those things where it is just an error, and you have been receiving the other product for quite a bit, and I want to make sure that we do everything that we can to get this resolved for you as the best way as possible, as easily as possible as well.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Okay, now I did finish speaking with my supervisor, and she was letting me know what we can do is I can get it sent over to corporate to get replacements sent out for that correct one. And if there is a return that would be necessary on the others, they would be able to call you back to do that, to assist you with that at that time. But if they basically didn't call you back, then that would mean that there wouldn't be a return that would be necessary, and they would still be able to get that replacement sent out to you. Would that be acceptable, ma'am?
Oh, yes, of course.
And I just want to also... Oh, give me 1 second. Yes, ma'am. And they stated that if the return would be necessary, they'd give you the call back at that time. But I can go ahead and get it escalated over for that reship to get done for the correct one, ma'am.
So I want to be clear in what you're saying. Are you sending me out the correct one right now?
I'm getting it sent over to corporate so that they can get it processed out for you. Yes, ma'am.
And then... you're going to let me know whether I should send these back or not?
Yes, ma'am. If they needed you to return them, they would basically give you a call back at that time to assist with giving you the return information to return it. But basically,
okay,
that's from what my supervisor was saying. But basically, because if they don't give you a call back, that would mean that there wouldn't be a return needed, because they were just going to go ahead and get the correct one shipped out to you.
I appreciate it
and
so much. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. And is the number we're speaking on now the area code 510-569-5767 a good number for them to call you back on?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure of that as well. And we'll get this escalated over to corporate. And so basically, if you don't hear back from them tomorrow on the phone, you wouldn't need to do a return on the product, but we will get that replacement shipped out to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jay. And you have a blessed day, and please be safe.
I will try, and I hope you do the same. And
thank you.
And thank you for calling OMAX Health, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.